AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. If you start your day on Twitter, you may be having a tough time this morning. Twitter has been only sporadically available this morning. The problem seems to be for those trying to get on Twitter from their desktop computers. Our Mike Hempen was one of those people.
On my third attempt, I was able to log in at about 5:45 Eastern. However, when I attempted to tweet, I initially got a notice saying an internal service error, and the tweet did not go through. But after several seconds, the tweet did go through. So that's where we're at right now. I can log in, I can tweet, but there is a delay.
Many of us have been enjoying a mild winter, but the other shoe's about to drop. It's 15 bone-chilling degrees here in Washington at the moment, and we may see a massive snowstorm at the end of the week. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says we're not shivering alone.
The cold temperatures are going to remain for the rest of the week across the central and northeastern United States. And the big news story coming up as we go towards the middle and latter part of the week is a developing storm system out across parts of the central to southern plains, which is going to be pushing eastward into the Ohio Valley.
Meteorologist Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service. Iran's top leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is talking about that new nuclear deal. He says he wants to make sure world powers meet their commitments, and he says he's pessimistic about U.S. intentions. China's slowing economy has been worrying stock markets. This morning, China says its economy, the world's second largest, grew just under 7% last year. That's down from 7.3% the previous year, but it's enough to buoy Asian and European stocks. The UN says almost 19,000 civilians were killed in Iraq between the start of 2014 and October 31st of last year. This is AP Radio News. Glenn Frey of the Eagles is being remembered as a master of rock and roll and country music and a nice guy. He died yesterday at the age of 67 after contracting pneumonia. Our Margie Zarletta with a look back.
Don Henley says Frey was the spark plug that got the Eagles started. He says crossing paths with Frey in 1970 changed his life forever and impacted millions of people all over the planet. Huey Lewis calls Frey a brilliant songwriter and a really good guy. Hillary Scott says the Eagles were one of Lady Antebellum's biggest influences, and they're heartbroken to hear another great music icon is lost. Brad Paisley says Frey's music paved the way for so many others. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue thanks Frey for all the great songs and powerful lyrics and asks the Grim Reaper to please take a break. I'm Archie Zarletta.
There is word this morning that Bette Midler is going to star in a new Hello, Dolly! On Broadway. It'll open next year. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.